Buddy, can you spare a dime?
And we're back. It's the Taylor Report. That was Peter, Paul, and Mary. That was Yip Harburg's song, Buddy Can Spare a Dime. And I think we are joined by Tony Lea, who is the chairman of the Political Action Committee of Unifor Local 222. Are you there, Tony?
Hi, I am, Phil.
We're speaking to you a little more frequently these days. You're living through a nightmare for the community of Oshawa and for the history of General Motors in Canada. Plant is being, we're told just before Christmas, it's always the time to do it, that there's going to be closing. But your local, your union, and other unions, of course, in the United States, United Auto Workers, who also have plants being scheduled for closure, are beginning to fight back. And I notice there's going to be an action on Friday, January the 18th, in downtown Detroit. And I believe you're part of that or intend to be part of it. Talk about these things, if you would.
I am planning to be there, and the retired workers chapter of Local 222 has arranged for a bus to take people from Oshawa to Detroit to take our fight right to the foot of the GM headquarters, which is a block or two away from where the rally is going to be held. Mm-hmm. And that rally is going to be at the North American or Detroit International Auto Show, which is the biggest auto show in the world. There's likely to be 6,000 or 8,000 journalists there. That's how big a deal it is. Mm-hmm. And there's a charity gala event on the Friday evening, and so that's where there's going to be a protest rally. And it's a joint effort. It's co-sponsored by the Detroit Democratic Socialists of America, Auto Worker Caravan, which is a group of rank-and-file auto workers, members of the UAW from different locals mm-hmm. in the Detroit area, and our local political action committee and retirees and some other groups. To me, it's extremely exciting that we're actually going to have, for the first time that I can remember, auto workers from the United States and Canada joining together in a battle against these corporations, which are really playing havoc with everybody's lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot. I think many Canadians are a little frustrated. They're not hearing a lot, if anything, sort of the cricket sound, I think, on this issue from elected officials. I suppose, well, some have said things, but it seems to be so far that your part of your struggle is to get their focused attention, right?
That's right. We should expect our governments to represent us, to represent the public interest. And we've seen far too much of governments kowtowing to corporations or trying to make things easier than them. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like about the rally that we're joining in Detroit is it's raising this broader issue of challenging the logic of capitalism. Mm-hmm. GM seems to think that their justification for opening or closing plants or treating workers and communities like pawns is as long as it makes them more profit. Mm-hmm. But they draw on public resources. They have gotten big handouts from governments whenever they've asked. They use the infrastructure of communities. And, of course, the workers are creating the value that they're benefiting from.
Talk about some of that value. Your big product is the pickups, right, or trucks?
Sure. GM, like a lot of the auto companies right now in North America especially, are focusing almost entirely on SUVs and pickup trucks because they make incredible profits on them. They make about GM makes about $15,000 profit from each pickup truck that they make. And then, of course, that profit, that value is coming from the workers in the plants that are assembling the vehicles. Mm-hmm. But it's huge, and it's it amounts to, just in our plant, where we produce 440 pickup trucks a day. That's $6.6 million of profit daily.
Do the math, as you say.
Yeah, do the math.
This is Tony Lea. He is the political action chair at the local 222 Unifor. You must have seen this article today by Jennifer Wells, Toronto Star. GM stocks rise as unions rally against automaker. And she basically says, you know, we could have made that, it's a tale of two cities. Of course, and she sets her article with your demonstration in Windsor last week, a few days ago. And then across the river is a meeting was going on where the president was not at all uncomfortable in her report to the kind of people who want to hear about big numbers from them. Did you have any thoughts about that story?
The investors clearly are happy with the direction GM is going in because they are investing their money with GM and taking their profits in wheelbarrows to the banks. There's zero concern about the impact that it has on workers or communities, either by GM or by the people they're appealing to invest with them. And of course, that is exactly the problem. How long can we allow our entire society to be perverted to the benefit only of those corporations? Mm-hmm. And they're parasitic. Mm-hmm. They're sucking the lifeblood out of our communities, out of workers. And when is somebody going to say, our role here is to stop you from doing that on behalf of what's in the public good? What is the public interest here? What's the broader interest? Mm-hmm. That's really what our governments should be doing. And it's long past time the governments here, the Ontario government and the government of Canada, expressed a desire to protect that public interest instead of just,
Well, part of the problem
helping
comes
GM on with their code is their reason.
They do have a kind of asterisk beside the word democracy and freedom. They mean democracy and freedom of a capitalist system, which they define as freedom. Do they not?
Exactly. Yes.
They expect to be talked to the boss, the guy who owns that place, and work it out. And then you, the Unifor, and working people in Canada are somebody they simply report back to after the guy with property has answered all their questions.
Doug Ford expressed that very clearly when GM made their announcement.
Now that's the charm of old Doug.
He said, I talked to them, and they said they're not going to change their mind. Ship has left the dock.
Yeah, the ship
said
is sailing.
During the election debate also, when he was debating during the provincial election, he actually said, you should ask your employer what's going to happen, why you should vote for the Conservatives.
Yeah.
he thought Ontario voters should ask their employers what was best.
We seem to be the pit bull level of capitalism at the moment, where they put aside the folly swaddles and just give it to you by heavy dose.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, now on the political front, I was struck by something, and it's available on YouTube at I think facebook.com/GM Oshawa Matters videos, but there is a wonderful congresswoman just been elected, and she attended the meetings of the Democratic Socialists of America, right, and spoke about this?
She's a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's Rashida Tlaib.
I say that because I'm trying to recruit a few NDPers to join, Dave.
Well, it is a revelation that political leaders in the United States can use the word socialist and get elected and raise important ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love the NDP to rethink their decision to remove the word socialist from their program.
What is her name? She's the one who spoke of Trump's future in his own favorite language. She cursed rather profoundly or sharply, or I don't know.
She did, and she said that when she was asked what she intended to do in Congress with Trump, she said that we're going to impeach the mother.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. Yeah, some reference to his mother, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And she got national attention. And by the way, I mean, I bet you're one of those who agrees that let's bring it on. I mean, she certainly is not afraid of somebody reacting to that, because she said, look what you're doing to working people of America.
That's right. And her constituents, and 82% of the people in Detroit in her district voted for her to send her to Congress to send that kind of message. Mm-hmm. And yes, she was at the meeting to protest GM's plant closures that was held in Detroit in December. I don't know if she's going to be there this Friday, but her organization is one of the co-sponsors of it, the group that she's part of, the Democratic Socialists of America.
Mm-hmm. Now, incidentally, this is Tony Lea. He's the political action chair at Unifor Local 222, and has been attending the rallies. There's been a number of them. And you gave an interview to Labor Notes, a widely read and highly respected publication. I hope people go to that detailed interview. You are one of those who are pointing out that there is a future for people building autos, but it has to be recognized that we are going into this period of electric, self-driven vehicles. And mm-hmm. Why not? I think you've raised the issue. Why not begin new? You know, the Oshawa is the home of General Motors building cars. So, what can you talk about the subject of that, and maybe the possibility of building electric cars in Oshawa?
That is the future of the industry for sure, and if we want to be part of that, the workers in the Oshawa plant, I think, along with governments, should be exercising more power. We shouldn't be leaving it up to GM.
Well, they gave them $9 billion when they had a little problem a few years back.
Yeah, governments.
Why couldn't they say, "That's what we're ready to do. That we want in on the future. We're going to build an electric car."
Yeah, I think that governments ought.
Whoop! Unintended interruption. In football, that's called an interception. We'll try to get him back on the line. I think he's probably staring at his phone. Are you there? I thought I heard a glimmer.
You heard a sudden click.
Yeah. Now, you saw the Labor Notes interview.
Yes, I did. I circulated it widely among my colleagues.
I was very impressed with the detail and the clarity of the of it. It gave us a lot of background. Tony, are you there?
I'm here.
I don't know what we did, but we apologize. So, about the electric car, why can't Canada say we gave you the money because we wanted the jobs in Canada? So now let's find an automaker who wants to build electric cars, and the government's ready to chip in.
I agree. If corporations are willing to walk away from communities after they've made profits from them, then the public interest and the interest of the worker should be in saying, well, you're not going to take this away from us. We'll take it away from you, and then we'll look around to see what productive work can be done that's necessary to transition to renewable energy, whether it be through electric vehicles or wind turbines or solar energy. And perhaps what partners we can bring in to work with that. And I think that it's noteworthy in the world today that the center of electric vehicle production is actually in China. And I've been doing a little bit of reading up on it. Mm-hmm. They produced in the first 10 months, I think, of last year, 726,000 electric vehicles in China. That's a really substantial number.
That's probably more than Canada.
Well, we didn't produce any electric vehicles in Canada. Yeah, it's more than zero. But even all of the vehicles that were produced in Canada in 2018 were about 2 million. Uh-huh. So China is, I don't know how many people realize how substantial their economic growth has been with a socialist model of developing the economy, but they produced 29 million vehicles in China in 2017. The United States produced 11 million. Canada about 2 million. So and they also sold 28 million vehicles in China. So the Chinese companies, many with either government ownership or co-ownership, are really developing the technological.
Do they develop any outside China?
That's the direction that they're going in now. Some of the companies, the Chinese companies, are looking to open operations in North America, that I was just reading about, which is, I think that...
I heard that there might be a production in California.
Well, that's right, yes. Kianzhu Motor, the Chinese company, and they have an agreement with Mullen Technologies in California. They say they've signed a partnership agreement to co-develop, assemble, and exclusively market the Kianzhu K50, which is an entirely electric vehicle, in North America. Within the next year, they're projecting. And I think they're looking around for a location to assemble those vehicles in.
Couldn't you guys run a flag up and say, hey, over here?
I think
there's
a lot of skilled
workers in Oshawa ready to make a car if you want to come build it.
They're looking for a facility. We've got more than a facility. We've got a facility, and we've got 2,000 highly skilled workers with experience in building vehicles of the highest quality.
Yeah. Now, Cadillac in the States, and everybody understands that the word Cadillac immediately means luxury, but they are starting to build something. But it's of a different type of market that they're looking toward, right?
GM has said that they're shifting their development of electric vehicles to the Cadillac division of GM, and GM is certainly going to be putting a lot of resources in developing electric vehicles over the next number of years. A lot of the engineering work is actually being done in Canada, in Oshawa, Toronto, Markham, and Kitchener, and that's, I think, also a powerful argument for saying that the manufacturing facility, which is in the center of those areas, ought to be where that type of vehicle is prototyped, developed, tested, and eventually assembled. But if GM's not going to do that, I think that governments need to say, you have forfeited your right to own those resources. If you're not going to use them for the public good, we're going to take them over, along with the workers in the plant, and start considering alternatives, because it's more important to the public interest to do that than to just allow corporations to play communities off against each other.
Yeah. Again, this is Tony. We're speaking to Tony Lea, and he is a political action chair at Unifor Local 222, Oshawa. Tony, so lastly, again, so this, the next action of note is this is coming up, and tell us again what's going to happen, and maybe where people can go to learn more about these things.
It's at the Detroit Auto Show at Cobo Center in downtown Detroit this coming Friday at 5:30 p.m. from 5:30 to 7. There's going to be a rally that's held by this Coalition for a Green New Deal, raising these broader ideas of curbing the power of corporations and start recognizing the need to reorient our economy, not in the interest of profit, but broader public good. And I think that people will be able to find that event if they look on Facebook for Detroit Democratic Socialists or Auto Workers Caravan,
yeah.
And there'll be a lot of very good people there taking our demands right to GM and to the press, the biggest auto industry event of the year.
Yeah. Well, it's been very informative. Tony Lea, we're very grateful. Thank you very, very much.
Talk to you later, Phil.
Yeah. Bye-bye.